Indians outfielder Michael Brantley, our guest as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. And Michael, as I just said to you before we started rolling, congratulations on a terrific season last year, an MVP finalist. Is that the year you've somewhat been waiting for, where it all just came together in 2014?
I don't know if I was waiting for it, but a lot of hard work paid off. I learned everything that I learned from the last previous years and put it together. So hopefully, you know, it continues to keep going.
Talk about that process of from when you started to where you were last year as an all-star, as I said, MVP finalist. What did you just learn year to year, the process of just growing as a Major League Baseball player?
You know, you kind of learn the routine you get in each and every day. You know, facing pitchers more than once, having an idea what they want to do with you, and making adjustments. I feel like the best hitters in the game make adjustments pitch by pitch, and I try to learn something for every pitch that I see.
Now, when you come into Goodyear, do you have a stated goal, a stated objectives, things that you want to accomplish here in spring training before you break camp?
Yeah, make sure that my legs are under me, I'm baseball ready. Other than that, try to be healthy as possible. And just going into the season with a positive attitude. Hopefully you're swinging the bat well and just getting into a good groove. And, you know, it's always exciting when that first game comes around.
As much as you look forward to April 6th, the opening day, and then, of course, the home opener, are there parts of spring training that you enjoy? Is there some fun parts about being in Goodyear for the next 5 weeks or so?
Yeah, with the great group of guys we have in this locker room, it's fun. It's fun to come to work every day. It's fun to, you know, come to spring training. If we keep it loose in here, we play games, we play competitions. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get. So it makes it exciting to come to the ballpark each and every day.
As you kind of stroll around the clubhouse, getting interviews and so forth from a media perspective, you can sense how close this team is. I mean, they're all joking around. They're laughing around. There's some real chemistry on this team. How important is that?
Chemistry is more important than almost talent, in my opinion. When you play together as a team, you play together as one, you're going to win more games than you're going to lose. When you play selfish baseball and you're not trying to move the runner over or you're not doing the little things that win baseball games, that's when it becomes a problem. The team chemistry in here is awesome. It's always been awesome. With all the guys we have returning, it's going to be that much easier just to plug in a couple guys that are going to help us out and keep going forward.
And, Michael, the other thing you sense in that clubhouse is this team expects to win this year, coming off an 85-win season, only three games out of that wild card spot. It's pretty palpable that this team expects to be playing baseball in October.
Absolutely. That's our goal. And everybody in that locker room is working towards that goal right now. You know, everybody got a little bit of a taste of making that playoff game. And, you know, myself personally, I cannot wait to get back there. It's an atmosphere that I've never been a part of. And, you know, that's what you work so hard for, to get back to that atmosphere and play in front of the great fans of Cleveland.
Again, we're talking with Michael Brantley, Indians All-Star, MVP finalist, as he joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona. Take a minute or two and just talk about some of the new guys that are coming to Cleveland. Just had a chance to chat with Brandon Moss. What you feel he's going to add to this ball club?
Well, one, he's a great teammate already. You know, he's laughing, always joking with all the guys, so he fits in perfectly here. You know, he has a lot of power, as we all know, and, you know, he's coming off of surgery where, you know, he hit, 25-plus home runs and, you know, playing on one leg almost. So, you know, he's healthy as can be right now. And what's exciting for us, we have Floyd that, you know, is a major league veteran that, you know, takes on a lot of innings, keeps the ball down, works fast. So just having those two guys along with others just, you know, coming to help us out and just push us forward.
And, Michael, one of the things that we've talked about this week is, even though the Indians didn't make a lot of wholesale changes or some big major trades, if you get some bounce-back years from guys like Swish and Kip and Michael Bourne, all of a sudden that just elevates this team even further.
Yeah, we're fine. The whole key, just like anybody else, you got to stay healthy. Health is the key to anything. So if we can stay healthy and just, you know, get those guys back playing on a consistent basis, I think that's enough for us. We don't need any more than that. I think we're going to be great, and it's a great time to be a Cleveland Indian fan.
And, Michael, before we let you go, I'm sure you've been asked this hundreds of times during the offseason, but where do you take your game from here after coming off such a terrific season last year?
Just take what I learned last year, make sure I keep that same aggressive approach that I had at the plate that I did last year, and move forward. I learned a lot last year about myself and the pitches I can handle, pitches I can't, and just having almost a better game plan and a better approach each and every time I go to the plate.
Well, again, congratulations on a great year last year, a continued success in 2015. We appreciate you stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Brantley joining us here at the table in Goodyear, Arizona, as we continue on with our Wahoo Week coverage.